in the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We hype ourselves up thinking that we could pull, I don't know, Hall of Famer. But with zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now, introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com. The only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. There is nothing more fun than opening an Arena Club Slab Pack. I mean, it is so much better than any mystery pack that I've ever purchased because there is a focus on transparency. There is a display of available cards. There are hit rates you can get. When you're graded, you're given a rationale. It is the marketplace for card collecting, buying, trading, selling, and displaying. Arena Club Slab Packs are revolutionizing the repack game with transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading and selling. You can have them officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with a full grade rationale provided and explanation of how your card was scored. Whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. Right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/badmoney. Wow, that's a crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack, that's $40 right there. Anyways, that's arenaclub.com/badmoney for 10% off your first purchase.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Supposed to earn it, or what to do with it, or how to keep it. You're a freak with a dark, shameful secret. But you're not the only one. Get your hidden financial fears with a blast of sun. Now your healing has begun. It's Bad with Money with
Gabe S.
Dunn.
Hello, and welcome to Bad with Money Mailbags. I'm Gabe Dunn. I'm your host. This is a show about finances and feelings where we don't talk down to you, but you guys write in. You can join the Discord, which is linked in the description below. You can also DM me at BWMPod. And mostly, you can write in at GabeIsBadWithMoney@gmail.com. Plus, leave an Apple review. Today, we're going to be talking about something called polyworking. What? Also about vested retirements, and welcome some new patrons, and also read a bad Apple review, which I love to do. So first, our new patrons are Amelia, Carol, Emma, Leah, Lane, Celia, and Molly. Thank you so much. You can become a patron at patreon.com/GabeSDunn. And for these episodes, mailbags, you will be able to watch video of me doing the mailbag on Patreon exclusively. So if you enjoy these mailbags, but you think, gosh, I really wish I could see Gabe's face during these, you absolutely can. So head on over to patreon.com/GabeSDunn and you will be able to watch me do these mailbags. Here, I'll do a little hand signal so you guys know, and only the people who are watching know what I just did. Okay. So this is a DM that I got. I like to sometimes keep usernames private. They don't email. Hi, this is something I keep wondering and cannot find an answer for in the Google sphere. When your 401k keeps losing money, as mine has steadily since COVID began, what funds shrink? If it is 100% the employee's funded portion, or do the losses also cut into the employer funded portion? For example, if you put in $8,000 and your employer matched and contributed $1,000 and now the 401k balance is only 6K, you are not fully vested. Does the employer get to pull their entire 1K and you eat the entirety of the crappy market losses? As far as I understand, you don't eat the entirety of them. As far as I understand, it is the company that eats some of it. I'm not a huge retirement expert, but I think 401k matching comes down to the company matching what you have. And so I don't think they're taking money away, is my guess. But if someone else knows more than me, please write in to gabeisbadwithmoney@gmail.com. I think that's the protection you have with 401k matching. I would, if I was you, go to HR because that's what your company's HR is good for. So I would go to HR and ask them this specifically. You don't have to look in Google. When you go to HR, they are required to talk to you about this. So if you want to even see what funds are in your 401k, if you want to know what it's being invested in, if you want to see your options, if you want to move some stuff around, you're absolutely allowed to do that. There are multiple funds available in 401ks. Obviously, you're limited by what is offered by your company, but there are multiple funds in there. So if you think that you're losing a bunch of money and you've done some research and you want to move your money around, you are absolutely allowed to do that. And I think people feel like they're a burden talking to HR. And I've had a lot of questions regarding this on the show. You are not a burden going to talk to HR. That's what they're there for. You need to go talk to them about your 401k. It's very important. Investing is extremely important, especially when you have employer matching. So go to HR, make a meeting with them, sit down, ask them every question you can think of, even if you think the question is stupid. It doesn't matter. I would rather you ask a bunch of stupid questions, quote unquote, stupid, quote unquote, even though I don't think any question is stupid. I would rather you go and ask these questions and get answers. And even like, I do a thing where I'll say, can I record this? Which a lot of people don't let you, but it's good for thinking back. Or say, can I take notes? And also, I think like it's not, it doesn't behoove you to pretend like you know everything and not get the proper information or have your 401k doing as best as it could be doing. So if you need to even say, hey, your explanation, I'm so sorry, it didn't make sense to me. Can you explain again? That's their job. That's their whole job. So you are not being bothersome. You are doing yourself a huge favor. So that's what I would say. I would say take as much of HR's time as you possibly can, because that's what they're there for. Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You can cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything is more expensive these days when you're running a business, and you would be wise to find proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time. The fact that you are able to reduce your IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud is incredible. And the ability to access your cloud financial system from anywhere saves you so much time and stress. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/badwithmoney. 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 We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a new candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy. It would be so much easier if I was looking for someone to help me with sweetening audio, or let's say someone to run my merch shop, or all the little things that go into running a podcast. Usually something like that would be so slow and overwhelming. And honestly, I wish I had used Indeed, and I will use Indeed in the future. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/badwithmoney. Just go to Indeed.com/badwithmoney right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/badwithmoney. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Managing my finances is incredibly stressful and time-consuming. I'm sure you guys know. You've been with me on this journey. You know how many finance apps I've tried. You know how much they haven't worked for me. And I'm always on the hunt for a finance app that fits my life. And then I tried Monarch. It is so easy to use with powerful features, collaboration tools, intuitive design, personalization, constant product improvements. I really value an app that allows me to do all of this without confusion. And especially important to me is intuitive design and the ability to personalize, because clearly finance is not one size fits all. Did you know that money issues are a leading cause of divorce? Monarch, the top-rated personal finance app, also has built-in collaboration features so you can invite your partner at no extra cost. Together, you can see all your finances, collaborate on your budget, and get insights on your cash flow and recurring transactions. It's the easiest way to manage your household finances. Are you saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation? Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Have you been frustrated with personal finance apps that are cluttered with ads, difficult to use, rarely updated? So was Monarch. They built a new kind of personal finance app that's intuitive and powerful and ad-free and constantly improving based on customer feedback. Experience a personal finance app that prioritizes the user experience above all else. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/badmoney. Unlike other personal finance apps, Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to set up, customize, and use. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. Change the layout of your dashboard, toggle between light and dark mode, create custom budgets and notifications, set up automatic rules for transactions and notifications, and more. Plus, there's ad-free privacy you can trust. We will never sell your data to third parties or show you ads. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, listeners of this show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/badmoney. That's monarchmoney.com/badmoney for your extended 30-day free trial. Okay, so this is from the Discord, and it says, fresh new capitalist buzzword dropped. And this is an article from Fortune that says, why Gen Zers are now, quote unquote, polyworking. The days of loyally working for one employer are well and truly dead. Gen Zers are now polyworking because holding down just one job doesn't pay enough or give them the flexibility they want. And then this person wrote, gosh, such a mystery. So I wanted to take a look at this article because it's truly wild to call something a Gen Z phenomenon when it's been going on forever. So yeah, I guess they're saying that traditionally people would find a job and then just, you know, stay there because they have a steady wage and they can climb the ranks. But these people are, you know, like a lot of people have done in the history of time and space, so it's not new, are working multiple jobs. Now, calling it polyworking is the same as when they tried to call doing your job quiet quitting. And I just don't understand why we need these new terms in order to describe things that are not trends. They're things that have been around forever. And anyone who's worked multiple jobs knows that. So someone responded, I so badly want to corrupt that term, making it mean having two or more jobs that can be done simultaneously without the bosses knowing, so the worker can collect two paychecks for the same hours worked. Okay, I don't want that associated with Polly because that seems like cheating if somebody doesn't know. But I do enjoy this because I think a lot of people do this too, and I don't see a problem with it. I actually kind of do that already. I have a job driving around taking pictures of houses and quote a job based off of how long I have to drive to get there. But sometimes I manage to drive for Uber on my way to and from the house, so I double dip my hourly rate. Amazing. That's brilliant. That's called working smarter, not harder. Okay, this person wrote, I've sort of done something like this. When I have downtime at my bank and no one's around, I've done transcripts of kids learning to read for an education company. I've barely done this as I rarely have the opportunity, but it was fun to be paid by the hour and by the audio minute. And then someone else wrote, I tried transcription for smart assistant searches once, but was averaging around $7 an hour because of how many were just a bunch of white noise or non-English that I had to fully listen to and then properly label. Yeah, that's the thing about getting paid by audio minute. If you're transcribing something that is hard to understand, you take longer on, you technically get paid less than for easy recordings you don't have to replay a million times. And then someone else said, I'm literally writing my dissertation on state paid time. Like, right, so they're working a job that is paid for by their state and they're also writing their dissertation. I did not think this was a trend. This is not what they mean by polyworking, but I can't say this is a bad idea. Like, I just find it so strange. Obviously, it's quote unquote frowned upon, but I just find it so strange to ignore the reality of how much people need multiple jobs in order to survive. A Discord came up with, which they didn't come up with. It's not new. Basically, it's working a job at the same time as working this other job. And like, okay, if you work security and you work overnight and you also do transcription, how is that bad? It's not taking away anything. Like, I mean, I guess what? You're not paying attention as much. You probably are. So I don't know. I just think that coming up with new terms for things that are already happening and that aren't problems and that we don't need to bring attention to. Like, what are you, a narc? You a capitalist narc? Anyway, let me know what you think of polyworking, quote unquote polyworking. You can write in at gabeisbadwithmoney@gmail.com. Okay, here's a really fun one-star Apple review. It's from Photo Joek. Mindless drivel. The fried chicken diet analogy ensured I'd never take financial advice from anyone on this show. If you're going to justify eating crappy food because it's hard to diet, you have the financial literacy of a rock. Every sentence is riddled with virtue signaling. Every sentence is riddled with virtue signaling nonsense and woke ideological platitudes. As an adult who's existed in the real world for decades, I can tell none of these kids have ever had a real job or any serious responsibility. Knocking the rich dad, poor dad author was the nail in the coffin for me. Total idiocy and ostentatious pontification. Wow. You know what's funny is that I was like, okay, whatever. And then I really love these because they kind of show their whole ass at the end where they're like, oh, I actually was pissed because you were mean to Robert Kobayashi, You actually were mean to the guy who does Rich Dad, Poor Dad. So if you want to hear that episode, it's with TikTok's own Steen. And we talk about the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And like, that seems to be where a lot of these haters came from. And I'm looking forward to how pissed they're about to be about our Warren Buffett episode, because the episode we have coming up is about Warren Buffett, or it's already aired maybe, the cult of Warren Buffett. So yeah, I think people are going to be real PO'd about that one. And I can't wait for the one-star reviews about that. Because like, this guy had his own problems, whatever. But then It really was revealed that he actually was just pissed about Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And there were a few that were pissed about Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which tells me that I'm doing something right, I think, because I'm clearly angering the right people. Hey guys, Gabe Dunn here. I just wanted to let you guys know that I have a Patreon at patreon.com/GabeSDunn. And on that Patreon, I'm going to start doing live hangs with everyone who is a patron. So if you want to join the Patreon, you can get all these episodes ad-free, videos of our mailbag episodes, extra writing from me, blogs, fiction, other stuff, things that I'm thinking about with regards to money and personal stories, and also now live hangs with me on Zoom once a month. So join the Patreon. And if you're not a member of the Discord, hop on over to the Discord. That's free. The link will be in the description. It's so fun. So many of you guys talk over there. It's like truly popping off. And if you're on the Discord, I would love to see you in the live hang so I get to put a face to a name. So yeah, please join patreon.com/GabeSDunn and come hang out with me. I love to track progress. As you guys know from listening to this show, I'm constantly tracking my progress. What have we done so far in 2024? And spring is in full bloom. Are your finances blooming too? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest. And if your credit scores grow, so could your opportunities for lower rates on loans like for a car or a home. You can use it everywhere Visa credit cards are accepted. That's right, you can build your credit using your own money. Get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. With a qualifying direct deposit, you can get access to your money sooner. Fee-free overdraft with SpotMe. Overdraft up to $200 without fees with SpotMe when you set up a qualified direct deposit. Just set up a qualifying direct deposit, sign up for SpotMe, and Chime will spot you up to your limit when you make a credit card purchase or cash withdrawal that exceeds your balance. Access 60,000 plus fee-free ATMs. That's more than the top three national banks combined. Easily find one near you with the Chime app. Send and receive money. Use Chime to pay anyone, Chime members or not, and cash out your money fee-free. With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started at chime.com/badmoney. That's chime.com/badmoney. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A., members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Anyway, I wanted to do a short update on my name change situation. So as I've said before, I'm changing my name, and it cost about $435 at the courthouse to get the court order. And then it costs about $150 for me to get copies of the court order. So I got three copies. I also went into my bank and changed my name, and that was no problem. I had no problems there. I did go to the DMV, and they said that I needed to go to the Social Security Administration. And I was like, okay. And so I went to the Social Security Administration, and I waited in line, and there was a few people behind the counters, and I was hoping and hoping and hoping that I would get this young woman who was wearing a Lakers shirt with Mickey Mouse on it. And I was like, if I get that young woman, I'm golden. So I went up, and you know what? It's kind of annoying that it really depends on who you get. Like, it really depends on how you luck out in terms of who you hand your paperwork over to. But I thought this young woman would be open to transness. So I handed her my paperwork. She looked at it, and then she said, congratulations, which I was like, Okay. So she changed everything in the Social Security Administration, you know, paper, like, you know, computer or whatever, changed my paperwork, gave me a notarized copy of, like, my Social Security name has changed. And then in the mail a few weeks later, I got a new Social Security card with my name. So that was all done. I think that cost probably like $40. And then after that, I went to the DMV and I had a stack of papers. I had everything you could possibly ask for. And I actually accidentally had enough to get the real ID, which, by the way, the real ID, look, I don't want the government coming after me, but I think it's a scam. I think it's kind of like a meant to affect like low income people and immigrants. And I don't love it. But she was like, I can upgrade you to it right now. So I was like, fine, whatever. So she did it. So Real ID is basically like, it's your driver's license, but you need to like show more paperwork. And I guess it's you'll need a Real ID unless you want to use a passport, which it starts like in 2025. I don't fully understand why they're doing it. If somebody knows, please write in to gabeisbadwithmoney@gmail.com. But basically, it costs more money to get, and like a lot of people don't have a passport, and you're going to need the Real ID to travel domestically when you usually would just need your driver's license. So I am not sure why they're doing it. Let me look it up. It's needed to board a domestic flight, which is extremely weird. And basically, it was something that was passed by Congress in 2005, and it was enacted on the 9/11 Commission's recommendation. Ugh, the 9/11 Commission. It's basically something that the Department of Homeland Security has spent years trying to implement. I just don't understand it. I guess 9/11 terrorists got state licenses through fraudulent documents. And so the purpose is to make our identity documents more consistent and secure. But I hate it. I think it's completely unnecessary. Prove me wrong. But anyway, so yeah, I find it completely unnecessary. But so I went to the DMV, I paid $41, and then my new license will come in the mail. Now I got to do, so that's my update on my name change and the costs of that. Now I got to get new checks. That was free. And I got to change I have to go into the bank with my new ID and change one of my bank accounts, change my two of my credit cards. And then also, weirdly, you know, like I'm like a Marriott Bonvoy member, and Marriott will not change my name on their website unless I show them a new driver's license. So that's interesting. Like the bank was like, here you go, no problem. And Marriott Bonvoy is really, really keeping security tight. So anyway, that's my name update. This has been our Friday mailbag. You can watch a video of the mailbag at patreon.com/GabeSDunn. And I will let you go into your beautiful Friday. If you want to write in, you can write in at GabeIsBadWithMoney@gmail.com. Okay, talk to you guys soon. Love you. Bye. Bad with Money with Gabe Shane Dunn is a production of Noted Bisexual, produced by Melissa D. Montz and Diamond M. Print Productions, edited by Diane King, post-production sound by Coco Lorenz, and music by Mike Kaplan, Zach Sherwin, and Jack Dolgen, as sung by Sam Barbera. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.